Hello, my fellow hearkeners, and welcome to Hearkening Dear, a pod of contemplative spirituality through Christ-centered, guided meditation. I am your ever-grateful host, Sean J. Stevens. I live, work, learn, and play on the unceded lands of the Coast Salish Nations, whose land I occupy as a settler, and specifically, the ancestral and traditional lands of the Kaitse Nation. It is with honor and gratitude that I humbly acknowledge and offer my allyship to the land and its first people. In that spirit of gratitude, I'd like to give a shout out to all the people who continue to support this ministry. If you would like to join these most wonderful people and help more people find Christian meditation, please consider subscribing to Hearkening Dear on Patreon, making a one-time donation, and/or checking out the offerings on either the podcast website or my personal website as a meditation teacher. Be sure also to subscribe to, like, follow, or whatever the thing is wherever you find Hearkening Dear, either on the socials or wherever you get your podcasts. Links to all those options are in the show notes and are so easy to scroll down to and click through that you can even do it right now while I'm speaking. So this intro will be the same intro for the next few weeks during this new series. So if you get bored of hearing it a few times, what better time than now than to click on all them links? Anywho, for these next few weeks, or the last few weeks, depending on when you're listening, we'll be praying together by way of prayer meditations. These prayer meditations are the result of a collaboration I did with a YouTube channel called Your Prayer Space. A link to their YouTube channel can also be found in the show notes if you'd like to watch the videos. They've put like beautiful imagery to it and their own music to it, and yeah, so it's a completely different experience. If you want to go check out Your Prayer Space on YouTube, like I said, there'll be a link in the show notes. So yeah, lots of goodies to be found in the show notes of this series. And I hope you click on every single one of those links. Anyway, so before we get into today's prayer, I'd like to give a few caveats. First of all, while these prayers are upon certain specific topics, I do believe that the prayers themselves and the passages, and certainly the passages referenced and cited, can be used for many personal prayers. So please don't feel like you have to be dealing with a specific topic of the episode to draw closer to God through these meditations. That being said, if you happen to know someone who is dealing with a specific topic, please feel free to share. This could be helpful. So caveat number two, I use much more, I don't know what the word is, like conventional, conservative maybe, Christianese language for these meditations than what I normally would. My hope is that this doesn't present a stumbling block for some of our more progressive or deconstructionist listeners. On the same page, I hope some of our more conservative listeners don't get too comfortable with it, as I'm sure I'll be back to my heretical progressive ways after this series is over. Anyway, so that transitions into our third caveat nicely. Well, or does it count as a transition if I mention it as a transition? Anyway, so as a rough and super bumpy transition, some of the specific words and language I used in this series are words like control and sovereignty. So try to stay with me here, as my views on this are very complicated and varied. First of all, I'll say I don't think I have it all figured out, and I hold space for all sorts of points of views on such notions and all sorts of other notions. That being said, I personally do not believe, personally, that God is some divine puppet master micro-co-managing everything. Props to anyone who caught the deep cut from The Office, by the way. I believe God is sovereign and that divine is in control. Or sorry. I believe that God is sovereign and that the divine is in everything. Always moving, always working. Right? So, yeah. Let me say that one more time. I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly. I believe God is sovereign in that the divine is in everything, always moving, always working. I also believe God is in control in the sense that peace and love wins in the end, and that someday the cosmos will be filled with the peace and love of the divine. And I also believe in free will. I believe that humans are given free agency, as is all of creation. To be clear, I believe true love cannot exist outside of consent and free will. And I believe God loves all of creation, and that allows for the free will and agency of all creation, from the largest megastar to the smallest atomic particle. And if you can figure out how free will and sovereignty hold together in this context, please DM me or email me and let me know. I would love to know. I certainly have a lot of cognitive dissonance over this topic. Okay, so yeah, speaking of DMing, also please DM me if you have any specific prayer topics you'd like to hear prayer meditations on, or just let me know if you like this this form of meditation through prayers. It's not necessarily something I'm planning to do like every week forever, and it might be something that I do once in a while here and there, so yeah, let me know if you want to hear more of it, if you have specific prayer topics, or also let me know if you never want to do this again. Fair enough, if that's the case. Yeah, I kind of stumbled into this, and so I figured I would just share with y'all some other thing I'm creating, so yeah. Or sorry, that I'm part of creating, I should say. Okay, I think that's enough caveating for one episode. Is that a word, caveating? Anyway, so let's get into today's meditation. Hello, my friends. This is a calming prayer for an upcoming job interview and a reminder that God is always with us. Before we begin, feel free to drop us a like, and then let's prepare our hearts for prayer. Now, I invite you to close your eyes, focus on the sound of my voice, and take a deep breath. Notice that with that simple act, the simplest of acts of closing our eyes and taking a deep breath, that our minds naturally quiet down, our bodies organically relax, and our spirit becomes more still. Now, let's pray. Abba, Father, we come before you with a heart full of gratitude and praise. We praise you with our whole hearts. You are the giver of all good things, the source of wisdom and strength, and the provider of our needs. We adore you for your perfect love, which conquers all and drives out all fear. We come into your presence with humility and awe. Yahweh, we confess that we are often anxious and fearful. We worry about the future, about our finances, and about our careers. We are sorry for the times we have doubted your goodness and your provision, and for the times we have failed to trust in your plans for our lives. We are sorry for the times we tried to make it on our own. We ask for your forgiveness and your mercy, and for the strength and wisdom to surrender our fears and anxieties to you. We give you thanks for the opportunity to have a job interview. We are grateful for the skills and talents you have given us, for the doors you have opened for us. We thank you for the people in our lives who support and encourage us, and for the experiences that have prepared us for this moment. We are thankful for your promise to provide for our needs, and for the peace that comes from knowing you are with us. Yahweh, we come to you with a humble heart, asking for your help as we prepare for a job interview. We pray that you would calm our nerves and ease our anxieties. Help us to trust in your provision and to rely on your strength and wisdom. We pray that you would give us the words to say and the courage to speak with confidence and clarity. We ask for your favor and your grace that we may make a positive impression on our interviewers. And we pray that you would grant us success in this interview, that we may glorify you in our work. We ask that you would help us to remember that you are always with us. And whatever the outcome of the interview, let our trust be in you. Your plans for our lives are good, and we know that you have a purpose for us. We ask for your help to accept whatever result may come, trusting the words of Jeremiah 29:11, that you have a plan for us. And it is for our good. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Now, please enjoy a moment of silence until you hear the chime at the end. Thank you for praying with us today, my friends. If you have found this helpful, please drop us a like and subscribe to our channel for more guided prayers. Feel free to check out our other prayer videos on our channel. And may grace and peace, light and love be with you.